Well, rubbing shoulders with all the mining giants over there, with Origin fever taking hold in the city of Perth in the Wild West, or has it been a subdued build-up for Queensland and New South Wales? Are the Perth public into this Origin? Let's find out from our man on the ground there from the Herald. It's Andrew Webster. G'day, Webby.
Good morning, boys. No, I'm not rubbing shoulders with mining magnates. I'm a man of the people. And I tell you what, I'm actually staying near the New South Wales team hotel in Scarborough, where it's absolutely delightful. It's beautiful. It's very calm. The surf has been sensational. Some of the New South Wales coaching staff have been getting out amongst it. I've only been going up to my waist, because I'm worried about getting eaten by a shark.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Noahs either, Webby. But talking about being over there in Perth, do they know there's an Origin game on over there? What's the reception been like for both teams?
I tell you what, it hasn't been too bad. There's a stack of interstate travellers coming over. I think 20,000 of the tickets to the game are interstate travellers. We were out and about having a couple of drinks last night, the journos, and there were quite a few people who had come over from Sydney and from Queensland. We're talking to them. But I just think, the other thing was where the Blues are training is one of the oldest private school in Western Australia. And all these kids came down earlier in the week for the first session. And one of the kids has gone, "Hey, mate, look at that. That's Mitchell Pearce over there." It's all about James Maloney. So I think they're into it. I just don't know how strong their knowledge is.
I can tell you what, the away game's probably a bonus, because the away game's not at Suncorp Stadium for Freddie Fittler, really, because there's a lot of pressure for the first time. Not throughout his career, but as an Origin coach, really, for Freddie trying to come from behind. And having this neutral venue where you probably the microscope's not quite as fierce is probably a nice relief for him.
Absolutely, take care. It's been interesting to see how Freddie has reacted to the criticism, and also with his selections and the chopping and the changing, and what they were going to do with Mitchell and Mitchell Pearce and Latrell Mitchell getting sacked. And I understand there's been calls for Freddie's head if he loses this match. And I think he's been quite edgy. I didn't know what to expect when we got over here in Perth, but I have to say I've been surprised with how calm they've been. I think getting out of Sydney and getting away from all that media coverage, and there's only sort of a handful of media that have been shadowing them around, I feel a lot more confident from a New South Wales perspective, because I think they seem a lot more at ease. They've got those blokes like Wade Graham, and particularly Maloney. I think I was talking to Boy Corner about it. He said that Jimmy Maloney has come in like he'd played the first game. Yeah. And he's had a very calming influence straight away. And I think that's going to be not just good for Nathan, but the rest of the team. So getting a bit of experience in there has certainly helped. And it's telling in the training sessions, which are open to all the media and the public. So we've sort of been around them. And I think they seem a lot more at ease than they did for the first game.
Yeah, and you're right. And I think with the success they had with picking youngsters last year, they thought that was going to continue on. But playing Origin in Queensland, game one is a different experience, and they lacked that experience when the going got tough. And to bring guys in like Maloney, bring guys in like Wade Graham, Adal Finucane, and their experience, they won't get overawed, and they'll be ready for the challenge of this Queensland side.
Absolutely. I mean, very interested. That's dead, Loz. I feel like the whole game comes down to Daniel Saifidi. Like, I know that he's going to be so important, and he can't be David Clemmer, but they've got him in there to rip in the first 20 minutes. And then they've got, I like the fact that they've got Tarry Sims there. They need a bit of mongrel off the bench. I think they were lacking that in game one. But I just think Daniel Saifidi has to have the game of his life if New South Wales are going to win.
It's no longer the elephant in the room, because he's not in the room. Latrell Mitchell, in the nicest
he's
possible way.
That's not very nice.
But, geez, you cannot. Well, I can't have a conversation with anybody regarding Origin without Latrell coming up in the conversation. Right?
100%.
So, and everyone says there's got to be more to it than just the poor form.
Well, I think I've been suggesting on this show for a couple of weeks, boys, they just have not been happy with his discipline and his commitment. It started in game three last year. They certainly didn't feel it in game one this series. I know that they sat down and did their review their video review on the first day, and it was the thing that kept coming up to everyone in that room was just how much Latrell didn't engage at all in defence and particularly attack, and they just felt that it was a risk to play him. They feel like it's been two origins in a row, and they think that, you know, that they know what they're going to get with Jack White, and he's their hardest trainer since he's been in the squad this series. So that's their thinking. Look, I think he's a superstar player. I could just see him coming out and absolutely, you know, putting on a clinic against Queensland. So I'm a bit in two minds about it, but, you know, it's their team, and that's the reason for it.
Yeah, and Freddie will be judged on that particular selection because I, like a lot of people, thought that I'd give him another opportunity and have a yarn and keep him in camp and sort of give him that ultimatum that this is where we need to see improvement. Otherwise, you know, you will be dropped for the next one. But when you're under the pump and you've lost that first game, the series is on the line and you've got to go with a team that you can trust. So this is the team that Freddie can trust, or he believes he can trust, and you've got to live and die by those selections. But I tell you what though, Webby, they've had a cast of 1,000 of people coming over there giving the Blues some advice. It was Mark Gasdier. There's now the coach whisperer in Rick Charlesworth.
Exactly. I tell you what, that was funny. Being at training the other day, I was sitting there going, so there's Andrew Johns, Brad Fittler, Danny Bedeiras, Craig Fitzgibbon, Mark Gasnier, Steve Roach, Paul Sirinic,
Brandy.
You almost build a, and Brandy. Brandy wouldn't even get a start in the starting team. He'd have to play off the bench or probably fullback. And it's like, God, these blokes could just play themselves. That's enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how long Blocker would last. And then they've got Rick Charlesworth in, who was, you know, who won gold medals as the coach of the Hockey Roos at Atlanta and Sydney, and he struck up a friendship with Freddie when he was at the Roosters, you know, 10 years ago. So Rick was there in a bit of a mentoring role the other day. I think he might have imparted a little bit more advice than the actual coach whisperer may have been doing with Kevin Walters. And I think he comes a little bit cheaper. So I think Rick's $0. And the coach whisperer is $5,500 per hour.
And I think
they've got better bang for their buck.
Yeah, and I think Rick Charlesworth is highly respected everywhere in Australia.
Yeah.
In all sports in Australia.
As a cricketer, as a doctor, and as a hockey coach, went pretty good.
Oh, he was one of the... Well, he is. He's one of the best coaches going around. And why wouldn't you lean on his services?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's got a bit of traction here as well, mate. I guess the national anthem, has it come up in discussion? Tamata Tahu believes that part of the reason for the dropping, which I don't think many people agree with, by the way, of both Cody Walker and also Latrell, is because they didn't sing the national anthem.
Yeah, it hasn't got a hell of a lot of traction over here. It seems ridiculous. It's also as ridiculous as the claim from some former coaches last week that the reason New South Wales lost is because they talked about not singing the anthem, which is crazy. I just think it's wrong of Tamana to bring race into it. If racism's there, call it out. But to say it for the sake of it, particularly when, you know, two of the players that have come in, Jack White and Blake Ferguson, as you know, Lewis, have played in the Indigenous All-Star team. So that's sort of what they've been saying around the Blues camp. They don't understand where it's coming from for him to bring race into it when, you know, they've been replaced by Indigenous players. So, it's unfortunate we have to talk about it, you know, this week. But I don't think it's been that much of an issue for the Blues.
No, and again, we said on the program yesterday that, you know, it wasn't an issue. I've known Freddie for a long time. He's certainly not racist, and it wouldn't come into his thinking when selecting the team, and nor would it be coming into the thinking of Dave Trodden, the CEO and the board of the New South Wales Rugby League.
Well, whose thinking would it come into?
Well, it one's. But it's just something that Tamana said, and he has to live and die with those comments. What about, the game is going to go ahead. Lebanon are going to play, but there was some talk about this game not going ahead because some of the players may find themselves in jail.
That put a dampener on the ref weekend, wouldn't it? Mm. It's been an issue that's been brewing in Lebanese football for a while. I know that, you know, a lot of blokes like, you know, Timmy Manor and particularly Robbie Farah, they're very proud of playing for Lebanon. Yeah. And even Fittler himself, he acknowledges, you know, coaching them last year at the World Cup, or sorry, the year before last at the World Cup, you know, basically got him the New South Wales job because it showed he can do the job at rep level along with what he's done with City. But I know that some of those players haven't been happy with the amount of money that the Lebanon Football League has been able to obtain, and none of it's filtered down to the players. Mm. None of it's filtered down to the resources that they've had to, you know, that they've needed to run that football team. So it's been brewing for a while. I'm glad that it's sorted. I think international footy, and I think it's a really good concept with, you know, all these rep games this weekend. Every other code, particularly AFL, you know, say they would, AFL just says they would love to have the international profile that rugby league does. The rugby league doesn't take it seriously, or hasn't in recent years. So I'm glad that it's sorted, and I hope that the Lebanese rugby league gets strong.
We'll let you get back to the beach, mate, at Scarborough. Please keep the shirt on.
Get back to the great white dodging.
There he goes. Andrew Webster joining us on the line from camp, well, close to camp for New South Wales there, from Scarborough Beach.